Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. Yes, I am Royalty Radio Show, and I'm your host, Pastor Tashana Wiley, and I just want to start off saying on today, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. Yes, kings and queens with riches, you have tuned into Iron Royalty Radio Show, and we're going to get excited on today and motivated on today and encouraged on today and inspired on today. I have some powerful men of God, some kings with riches on the air on today, and I just want to present to some, introduce to others. We're not going to prolong the time any longer. Destination Crazy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God. And I just want them individually to introduce themselves and tell everybody where they're from.
I am Huddy Ray. I'm Huddy Ray. I'm from Atlanta.
Yes.
My name is Solo. I'm originally from Flint, Michigan. Now I reside in Atlanta and L.A. How y'all doing?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you on today, if you haven't not called in yet, you can call in at 917-889-7059, 917-889-7059. You can get in it through Skype. You can listen in through your chat room. You can listen through Facebook. You can listen through imaruby.ning.com. You can listen in many ways to tune into this live broadcast on today. Hallelujah. I just want to just thank you guys for calling in and coming in onto Iron Royalty Radio Show. I'm just excited to have you on here on today. I know that you guys have something positive to say to all the men and women and the younger generation listening on today. I just want to start off just letting you know that it's just an honor and a privilege to be on the air with you guys on today. I have listened to your music. I have read your bios, and I'm telling you guys have a powerful testimony. I would like to start off with you, Huddy Ray. I would like to tell everyone a little bit about your testimony and about your bio.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate it, too.
No problem.
Well, I always grew up in church. You know, my family brought me up in church, so I was always there. I was always around Christian music. All of my friends, all the people at church always try to get me to listen to it, and honestly, I just didn't like it. it wasn't my style. I was more apt to listen to Prince or Run DMC or somebody like that, and you know, there just really wasn't a whole lot of that was being marketed in Christian music when I was growing up. So so I shied away from that. I got off into secular music. I played in a professional band for a while, but it was all secular music. Wrote secular songs, you know, did that whole thing, and you know, that just really wasn't the lifestyle that I wanted to live. I wanted to get married, have a family, and just, you know, being part of that whole scene just really wasn't positive for that. So I got out of music and stayed out of music for a while, and it wasn't until a couple of years ago I just felt an aching in my heart to come back into it, but do it in a better way, do it in a right way, do it for God. So I set off on that path and ran into Solo, and he had the exact same ideas as I had, and we just we thought we'd join forces and see what we could come up with. And we've been blessed that we've been given the gifts and the opportunity to do that for God, which isn't something that I really thought much about until I got older, I should say.
Wow. That is a wonderful testimony. You know, a lot of us, I know even for myself, you know, I was raised in the church from 4 years old until I was 18. And when I got married at 18 years old, I kind of like, you know, branched off from the church, wanted to do my own thing. And it's like every time you want to branch off and do your own thing, it's like God will always bring you back into his presence. And when I was 26 years old, that's when I began to come back and with God. I had got diagnosed with cancer. They only gave me like 90 days to live. And they just basically gave up on me and said, well, nothing they can do for me. And during that time, that's when I began to get a relationship with God that I have now 8.5 years strong. And I'm telling you, it's like when you come back to God, it's like there's no greater love. It's like no greater feeling than to be in the presence and have a full relationship with God. So I totally understand what you're saying right now.
Yeah, well, you're doing it for a real reason, you know. It's not for the earth. It's not for earthly things. You're doing it for a better reason, for God. And that's much more fulfilling. You know, forget about the riches that secular music can bring. Forget about the fame. Forget about all of that. None of that means anything compared to the satisfaction you get knowing you're doing something with a gift for God, you know. And it was pretty free for me to to have this understanding a couple of years ago. You know, I always thought, growing up around, you know, the Christian music and all that I grew up around, that's why I really never got into that. You know, it just really, my music, the music I've always written, the music I've always loved, it sounds nothing like this. So I didn't figure there was an avenue for me there. But, you know, it's just having the understanding that God gave me the talents that I have. He gave me the inclinations I have. I need to use what I know, which is music that you may not necessarily hear in J-Way. I know you're not going to hear it in church. You may not necessarily hear it on Christian radio, but I didn't let that scare me anymore. I said, I'm going to use what I know and what I do best, and I'm going to do that for God and see where it goes, you know. So that's what I did.
Amen, amen. And that is the way to do it. Like you said, a lot of people, they get into the industry, whether it's, you know, on the the R&B side, or they get on there on the gospel rap side, and they do it just for the fortune and fame. And they're not really glorifying God. And that's how his name don't get any glory. And it's not really no point in it. It's like when people listen to it, it's like, okay, that's not touching me at all. But when you do it, not for that, and you do it to glorify God, that's when people's lives can be changed and transformed. So I totally agree. Hallelujah. Next solo, I'd like you to tell everybody a little bit about your testimony and your bio. I read it, and I was like, wow. So I would love for you to tell the listeners out there in the audience about your testimony and then your bio.
My testimony is a lot different than Mike's. I wasn't raised in a church home, and, I come from the place called Flint, Michigan. I love it. I was born in Chicago. I was raised there, but I love it. I can't say nothing bad about Flint. I actually, hate what's going on in my city right now and the way things are going. But, you know, my mom, my dad, they ran the streets. They was in that life, you know, and my dad was an, ex-basketball player turned dope boy. And my mom was just free. You know, that's what I said about my mom. I love her. She's just free. And, you know, she was caught up in the world. We came up real rough, really rough. You know, we didn't have what most kids had at that time when I was coming up. But you know, I had this angel watching over me. My dad that I called dad is my stepdad, and I always wanted to meet my real dad. But you know, my real dad was Christ, and he guided me to where I'm at right now. And I'm explaining to everybody why and how. You know, anytime we didn't have food on the table, or you know, mom wasn't there or dad wasn't there, you know, I used to be like, you know, some like a miracle having somebody bring us food over. You know, we have food, me and my sisters and brothers, all five of us, you know, and we didn't know what we was gonna do. They'd be gone for days at a time. You know, I was raising kids when I was 11 years old, and you know, and I used to think that was like my dad, like my real dad. You know, this is what it is. Boom, boom, boom. But it was really my father up above that was making, you know, it was protecting me and my brothers and sisters. That, you know, I understand that now. I didn't understand it then. So what went on after that, you know, as it's kind of touching because I'm kind of getting a little deep. So after that, you know, my mom, they fought until they figured out, you know, my dad said, you know, he used to drink a pint of liquor, do cocaine every day. One day he just gave it up and said, I'm going to God. And we just laughed at him. You know, I'm like, what? You going to God? You know, we didn't know nothing about God. I'm probably 17 at this time. You know, I had my first baby when I was 12 years old. So I was on my way just to college, you know. I was like, dude, you know, you did all these bad things all your life, and you just one day up and say, I'm going to give my life to God. Didn't take them serious. Years went by, 4 or 5 years went by. He was still that man of God, you know. Never smoked another cigarette, never did any more coke, never touched another bottle. And I was watching him, and I was like, you know, God, that's pretty cool. You know, he changed my dad, but my mom still was kind of, you know, out there a little bit, you know. And my dad started a church. Like a few years after that, it became big, but you know, my mom, you know, he's married to my mom, and, you know, I guess the congregation at the time watches what goes on with the pastor and his wife. The pastor can't control his wife, you know, so his ministry kind of went down, which is Battle Axe Ministries. It's in Memphis now. And I just watched him, and I watched how God changed him, but I was still doing me. You know, you become a product of what you see. I started, you know, selling dope and, you know, hanging out, you know what I'm saying, and trying to get that money because I wanted things I never had. And I just had made a career out of it. And I ended up getting robbed one night and shot 10 times. And when I got shot, I couldn't walk for like 4 years at all, you know. And I asked God, while I was being shot, please don't let me die like this. And, you know, and he didn't let me die, you know. And it's just amazing. I didn't hit nothing vital but my arteries in my leg. Miraculously healed, and I can walk now. But, you know, I don't really talk about this because, you know, it's real touching to me. But the whole thing about being shot, you know, was running the streets. I didn't believe in God until that point, you know, until I asked him, don't let me die like this, you know. And he didn't let me die. So I went through them 4 years trying to rehabilitate and get back on my feet, you know. And now I'm out here. I used to be a big dope boy, you know, back home in Flint. Now I'm just a regular person, you know, that couldn't walk. So as I rehabilitated and learned how to walk and all over again, you know, it was a humbling experience. And, you know, I prayed a little bit more, but I still didn't know God. I didn't know God, so I moved to Atlanta, and I moved to Atlanta like 7 years ago. This is the first time I really held down a job. Like, you know, I could walk a little bit. I started cooking, and cooking was my stress reliever. You know, I wasn't selling dope no more. Now I'm cooking. So the same thing I applied to the dope game, I applied to the cooking game. And I became real successful at that, and I met a woman. She just happened to be on TV, but they wasn't really famous then because it was at the beginning. You know, her sister is Keisha Cole, and my wife is Neffy. You know, and I ended up, you know, falling in love, and I ended up on TV through the grace of God. You know, I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought I was just going to cook in a restaurant the rest of my life. But the whole music thing, you know, I just left alone after I got shot. I didn't even want to see nothing to do with music. I didn't want to be part of nothing to do, you know, do with music. I just didn't want to do nothing. So I got myself together. She had 4 kids. I had a few kids and put the families together, you know, and the rest is history. If you ever watched the show, if you know anything about the Keisha Cole, the way it is, the Frankie and Nancy show, and the show that's on this airing now. So I ended up in that. And I met Mike, you know. He happened to be my landlord, believe it or not. Believe it or not, the guy's my landlord. You know, he's my landlord, and he's a real humble spirit. I never met anybody like him. You know, I call him an angel all the time. I sometimes be like, is he Christ? You know, because he lives so Christ-like. You know, it's not an act. You know, don't nobody got to tell him he's like Christ. You know, as close as you're going to get, Mike is like Christ. And he was telling me some things about he did music, and we talked about it, and he was telling me, well, Solo, you got a unique voice. You got a unique sound. You need to do music. I'm like, nah, I ain't really, no. And he convinced me. And we came up with Destination Crazy, but I still fully wasn't with God, you know, wasn't with God. And my wife, she know the Bible in and out, and she's a spiritual woman. And she used to just tell me, you need to give your life to God. You need to get baptized. You need to do this. So last year I got baptized and I started reading and I started really getting up into God and started, you know, my motto is now faith without works is dead. It's all through faith and it's all blind and you got to believe. And that's what I live by. But as Mike coerced me to do the music and we tried a few things, we listened to a few things and it started to make sense, and it really started to make sense. He was right, and I was like, maybe we can do this. You know, I just gave up on music, the whole dream, the whole circle thing. I think I was scared, you know. Not scared of fame or anything like that, just scared of people. After I got shot, I was just really nervous with being around people. And I know, you know, doing great music and God put you in great places, you ain't supposed to have fear. But I had a lot of fear after I got shot, you know, inside of me. So when I went to Christ and God really touched me, he really, really touched me, is after I got baptized. That's when I really, really started to just, you know, get up and speak in front of people about God. I felt more comfortable talking about God. I understood God. I was becoming a man of God, you know, and I was young and I was hungry at the time. And I'm still hungry because I'm still young in it. I'm still hungry to do the right thing. You know, I don't do gospel music. I don't do Christian music. I'm a Christian that does music, and it which is different. You know, I can only preach a message that and tell my story to people so they don't have to go through it. It's not conventional. It would probably never be conventional. It'd never be an old hymn, but it'd be something for history. You know, I want to help my people like I was helped. You know, and that's really my story, and that's really me on that end solo. Hello?
I'm here. I was waiting for you done talking. Oh, my God. Wow. I love both of you guys' testimony. I like how you said, you know, you're not doing gospel music, you're not doing Christian music, you're a Christian that does music. And that makes it more passionate. That makes it more personal with you to do the music. It's kind of like, you know, like me. I don't want to be the typical, you know, preacher or a typical minister. I want to be the one that'd be life-changing and effective to touch people's lives, to let them know that, hey, I went through what you're going. As a matter of fact, since I've been connected to Christ, I go through more so now. You know, I have real issues, real problems like everyone else. But if I hold on, I can make it. And that's my goal as well. And, you know, I tell people all the time that, you know, don't look at us and think that, you know, we're perfect and we don't have, you know, any problems. You know, we have the same things that you guys go through. We just keep on moving forward and don't be stopped. I tell everyone all the time that persistence will get you anything in life. If you have persistence, you can accomplish anything because you refuse to give up and you refuse to let go, because failure won't be an option for you because there's a winner in you and there's a champion in you. And that's what I let everybody know. And I'm telling you that with the mindset you may have, you're going to touch many people's lives because of the mindset you have, because of the passion you have. As I'm listening to both of you, because that's what I do, I like to listen. And as I'm listening to both of you speak about your bios, about your testimonies, about things you've been through and what your goal is now for the people, that's how you're going to change many men and women's lives and young people's lives, because you're not doing it just to be doing it. You're doing it because you're passionate about it. You know, you want to change lives like you, your testimony about you being shot. You know, that can touch many lives. You know, your testimony about you growing up here in Michigan. You know, that can touch people's lives. A lot of people think there's nothing good to come out of Michigan. They think that, you know, you can't make it past Michigan. And I tell people all the time, it's the winner in you that can make it past Michigan. It's the winner, the champion in you that can receive something great. So you're a great example of that. You too, Willie Ray. You're a great example for many men to show them that you can be passionate with what you do, whether it's rap, whether it's singing, whether it's being an artist, whether it's acting, whether it's designing, whatever it is, that they can be passionate in what they're doing. And so you men are going to be great role models for different men. I just believe that, and I stand on that you guys are going to do some great things, and it's going to touch the lives of many people. I know I tried to upload your songs on here today, but I have to get another software to upload it. But I'm going to upload and get the software tomorrow, and I'm going to upload and play it. I love your song. I listen to it a lot. Actually, I got it burned on my own computer. The one that say "Let It Go," I love that. I love that song. That is really awesome, because a lot of us need to let go. We need to let go. We need to let go and let God do some great things. We need to let go of the past pain and hurt and let it go. And I love that. I love that song. So I want to let you know I love that song, "Let It Go."
I'm glad you caught that. I mean, you know, that's exactly what I was writing about in the course. It's just, as Christians, a lot of times we get so hung up on the legalistic things and just all the things that we're not supposed to do as Christians. And it's like I say, you know, it's like a blanket that's going over the light, you know, it's just putting out the light. But as Christians, you know, we can get past all that. You know, we got to let it go. We got to let all that go and just like you said, you know, do what you're passionate about, you know, and do it in a passionate way.
Yes, I have to
agree with y'all when y'all right. When it comes to this, I call it a walk, you know. And I was studying Christ, and when I was studying Christ, you know, I never knew he never went inside of a church house, and when he did, he flipped over a table in anger. You know,
you better come out. I said you better come on. Go ahead, keep talking.
I didn't know he did that. I never knew he didn't go inside of a church house, like I said, and he flipped over a table, you know, because he was mad at them, you know. And his walk was with the circle of people, with the sinners, to bring them to God. You know, I know sinners. I know people that need God in their life. And I relate to those people, and that's the people I want to bring to God. You know,
yeah,
I can't bring Christians that are already there.
Absolutely. You know, Tashana, you said something earlier, really just kind of touched home, you know. Look, when you don't have to do something, when you don't have to, when it's not something you have to do, it totally frees you to do what you want to do. And when we do music, we don't have to do music. You know, we don't have to do it to earn a living. We don't have to do it to feed our families. We do it because we love it. We love doing it, and it totally frees us up to do the kind of music that we really want to do. And, you know, and Solo touched on this earlier. Look, you know, there's all kind of Christian bands playing Christian music for Christians, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's absolutely fine, and I hope that a lot of Christians really grasp our music and really love it as well. But we never set out to do Christian music for Christians. We set out to do God-centered music for the secular world, for people that normally doesn't like Christian music, you know, kind of like I was growing up. I didn't like Christian music. We don't do it because we have to do it. We do it because it's the music we love to do, and it's centered around God and about his principles and everything that you can get from the Bible. And we're putting it out there for them in a secular way, not in a Christian way, in a secular way, because we're hoping that all the people that normally wouldn't listen to Christian music will listen to it. They'll be influenced by it. You know, Solo's got such a strong testimony. There's so many people that he can talk to and tell about his story. But these people aren't going to listen to a Christian radio station to get this message. So, you know, hopefully these people will tune into what we're trying to do, and he can influence people a lot more with music than anything else he can do, I think.
I agree too. I totally agree. Because you're right, because a lot of times, like I'm 34, and, you know, I still consider myself young, you know. And so I had my daughter at 15 years old, so she's 19. So her friends and the people around her, they connect with me. They'll come tell me everything before they go to their mothers. They'll come tell me everything laying on the table because they say I can relate. The reason why I can relate, people say when I preach with passion and power and authority, but also when I speak, I don't speak like a normal, you know, minister. I speak like I can relate to the younger people. I can relate to them because I'm young myself. I can relate to the things that they've gone through and what they say so they can relate to me, because they said that I don't act like a normal and I'm not judgmental. I don't screw my nose up. Well, I'm not going to be judgmental, because, first of all, the Bible says in Matthew 7, judge ye not, and you be judged. The things I've made you do to others will come back on you. So I'm not judging anyone. And second of all, just because I say I'm a saint or a Christian or a leader, I go through everything and have weaknesses like everyone else. So I can't judge anyone. So when people come to me and say, this is what I'm going through, this is what I'm going through, all I do is just pray about it, because that's the only one that can change the problem anyway and work it out, you know, and cleanse you and make you whole. So that's the point of it is that you guys are trying to do something different, and people love different. The younger people love different. Even some elderly people love different, because they're going to be touched in a different way. Not everybody can relate to, you know, the older type of music. Not everybody can relate to that. But since you're coming truthful and with your passion, that is going to reach many lives, millions and millions of lives. People who have never even heard of certain churches are going to hear it, because you guys are talking about the real truth. And that is going to touch lives. So we're going to open up the I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, that's okay. I was just going to say, you know, just as well, you know, we're not trying to do any particular type of music. We're not setting out trying to do something which is totally radical, totally different. You know, we're just doing what comes out of us. And up until a couple of years ago, I was always afraid to do that. The music that came out of my soul wasn't the music that you would traditionally call Christian music. So I stayed away from it. But 2 years ago, I was freed of that. I was free to, you know, I let it go. I say, this is what comes out of me. I'm not going to try to do anything. I'm going to do what comes natural, do what comes out of my heart. And so that's what we're doing, you know.
I was going to touch on something Angie said. You know, it's like the old saying, nobody likes a sermon, you know. And right now, we need more action than sermons. You know, we need more leaders that actually move towards it, you know, and take that mark, you know, and say, well, if he did it, I can do it. You know, just saying it ain't enough no more, because kids are more advanced. They're a lot more smarter, and they are the future of this, the future leaders of this world. And if somebody doesn't take that position, or somebody's don't take that position and be real leaders by more than just talk, by action, you know, because we're not gonna solve this problem in 10 years. We're not going to solve it in 20 years. It's going to take at least 30 or better with consistent hard work and faith of change and moving towards change. I'm not trying to go in nobody's church house and change how they run their church house. It's like going to somebody's house and changing their rules. No, I'm not trying to do that. But what I'm trying to say, there might be another way. There might be. You know, everybody depicts the Bible different or gets their own meaning out of the Bible, but it's laws in there. You know, and if you live by those laws, life will almost be perfect. But we don't, and we're not perfect. So, you know, we got the free will and choice. But like Mike said, you know, how can we give them a choice of music if all the music sounds the same? And it's all sad. From what I've heard over the years, it's all sad. And it talk about change, but it was change when my mama's mother was coming up. We need groups like to come up, like let's really stand together and band together, and let's really be Christian like, and let's really follow God. Let's really try to, you know, follow His rule, but let's do it for the people that don't go to church. Let's go out in the community, you know, and do what we got to do, you know. We don't have to. We're Christians. We're supposed to help others. It's in the Bible. God gonna ask you the first question. He's gonna ask you when you get to the pearly gates. What did you do when you was there to make a difference?
Come on.
He don't want to know nothing else. But most people they satisfied in what they do, and they satisfied getting up on Sunday morning, going to church, and then Wednesday night they most of them drinking and partying.
Mhm. You better come on now. Now we about to have some church.
I'm just that's what, like Mike said. You know, it makes it a turnoff, when all Christians aren't like that. You know, but they don't know, because they might see their uncle to say a Christian, and he worse than the devil, but that don't mean all Christians like that. But us as Christians and true Christians, we need to get out there and we need to show the world. It's like we hiding. The devil not hiding. Why are we hiding? You know? God say have no fear. But why are we hiding? Why are we hiding? I dress a little different. I dress like Forrest Gump. You know? That don't mean I'm stupid. You know what I mean? That don't mean I don't know God. You know? That's just how I choose. That's my image. That's me. God made me different. He made each one of us different. We all don't have to do the same thing. That's what puts that end of things. When everybody's doing the same thing, we become robots, and it's just the way, but we're still doing the wrong thing, and we all end up in hell anyways. That's not the life I want to live. So, I, like Mike could tell you, I'm a real deep dude, real laid-back dude. You know, I just want to be part of the change, and whatever it takes. I don't do music. I don't go in there and say, Mike, this is a song we doing. I don't do it like that. Mike have a beat. It's okay, but I don't want to do it right now. You know, I go lay lyrics. Mike ain't did the beat. I don't want to do it right now. But when we come together and we really work, you know, we go off spirit. And we're free. Nobody can take that from us.
Amen. Amen. That's really good. We're going to open up the phone lines. We can hear with the audience. I'm going to have only room for 4 listeners on today in audience. And we're going to hear what the audience is saying about this show on today. First, we're going to start off with the first caller. You're live on the air. I know who this is. Prophetess Michelle, you're live on the air. Do you have anything to say to Solo or Hootie Ray?
I just wanted to say that I really appreciate the testimonies on today. I appreciate even the, I don't know which one it was, but he said he had been shot 10 times, but I want him to know that God, he have a purpose for his life. And people need to hear your testimony, because on today, I mean, it's not for the churches, it's for us to get out in the streets and help those people who say, ooh, they don't want to come to church. You know what I'm saying? And I could feel what y'all saying. This ain't for in the church. It's for people who just dying in the world, period, and who ain't going to have the courage to come to the church. And then you can also be able to get out there on the streets and minister and tell what God has done for you and how he changed your life. And that is what we need today.
Well, that'll be me, the one that got shot 10 times. Woman of God, and you're right. That is what we need, and that's what we're going to have, because I won't have it no other way. And if I got to die as a martyr doing it, then it's so be it. That was God's plan, you know. And I go to the streets. I go to the neighborhoods. I go to the suburbs. I have no fear. There's nothing to be feared. I go stand on the mountain and preach my testimony and do my music and enjoy it and bring the best followers I can, because we're not going to get it out of the church house. We got to get into these communities. We really got to start, like, especially back home in Michigan. I mean, that's one thing in my heart that I deal with every day of how I helped. You know, to me, I was part of raising the young males with bad influence, you know, doing my thing. They looked at me like, yo, I got to do what he doing, you know, and then it gets worse as the generations go. And nobody wants to come back and say, well, I'm sorry and I taught you wrong and take accountability for it. And I'm taking accountability now and forever until the day I die.
That's good. Well, I could feel y'all on that part, because I'm living in Michigan, and I want to get me a women's shelter going on, but I don't right now. I don't have, like, I don't really know how to go about to doing that. But that is you know, like how we have what the things that we go through in our life. That's the things that we want to do in our life, and we don't mind doing it, because guess what? We know that that's what we've been through, and that's our calling that God has put over our lives.
Yes, ma'am.
And y'all just keep on doing what y'all doing, because y'all doing a good job.
Oh, man, yes, they is. Yes, they is.
I'm going to tell you like I tell my kids. Don't thank me. Thank God. Trust me. Trust me. Don't thank me. They say when I'll give them dinner at night, they'd be like, thank you, Dad. I'd be like, no, don't thank me, thank God. Because if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be doing none of this.
That's my say, that too. Amen, amen. We're going to go to the next caller. Area code starting 314, ending in 7022. You're live on the air.
Hello. Hold on one second. T.W., it's Michael. Hold on. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Let me step out the library real quick. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm almost out. I'm calling from St. Louis. My name is Michael Thorne. Get out the door real quick. I just want to commend both you men for your testimonies, man. That's a great, great, great testimony. And like you said, the souls are outside the church, and the way that you're going about it is exactly the way that I believe the Lord would lead you in this time, you know, to reach especially the youth. The youth are really lost, and they like a certain genre of music, and that's what they grew up on. A lot of times we try to criticize them, but we can only go off what they learn and what they're used to. Every area has a different sound to their music. So I just want to say, man, I commend both you guys for what you're doing, man, and may God bless both of you. And T-Dub, I really enjoyed this show. I always enjoyed, you know, all that you do. So keep up the great work in God, and I just want to say commend both all three of you for what y'all have done.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the kind comments. We appreciate that.
No problem.
Hey, man, that's my sister, brother Michael. I call her MT. Call me T-Dub. He is a real, very great supporter in all I'm Royalty, the I'm Ruby ministries, and I just thank God for having a spiritual brother like that. Hallelujah. Next, last caller, but not least, You're calling for area code 269 and then 5745. You're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. I really enjoyed the show. I always enjoy listening to people, you know, and how they want to go out and reach others. It takes a lot for you to pull from yourself and to be so transparent in front of people, especially in the world in which we live where people are so judgmental. And for you to reach out, that means that your mind is made up, you know, you're very clear on where you're going, where you're headed, and what you want to do with your life, and to reach back and pull other people out of, you know, help them out their situation. So it's really huge, and I want to continue to encourage you, you know, and pray that you continue to be inspired and motivated in this journey. I know it can be tiring, you know, and very challenging at times, but it's good to hear that, you know, to have young men, you know, that desire to do right and that reach outside of themselves to help others. I know that God is well pleased with you. I'm proud of you, and I enjoyed your testimony. And thanks for being there, you know, and being a part of the movement. For a better place. I'm here in Michigan as well. And, yeah, keep up the good work.
Thank you very much again. Thanks for the nice comments, for the encouragement, too. We appreciate that.
Yep.
Amen. That's my big sister, Missionary Bobby Smith. I don't know her number of her. That's a shame. So I was like, who the hell is that? But that's my sister. She's the greatest big sister in the world. I just want to just thank you guys just for once again being on the show on today. It is recorded live, so it's going to be recorded. And Hootie Ray, I'm going to put it on your Facebook page, and I'm also going to put it on my magazine network. And I'm also going to just, everyone is going to listen to this and record it. So a lot of my listeners that didn't get a chance to call in, they come back and they listen to it later and they leave comments. But on today, we had 120 listeners. I just didn't have time to get all of them in. So I thank God for just the listeners listening in today. A lot of people in the chat room are saying that they love the show. They really just enjoy what you guys said on today, your testimony. So just letting you know right now, you're touching lives. You're making a change. You know, it's about winning the loss at any cost, no matter what. It's about winning the people in the streets. It's about touching them and letting them know you can make it. You know, you are a king. You're a queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness. I just want you to know that many great things is going to happen to you, too, because of your passion, because of your heart, because you give it all to God, and that is going to take you far. It's going to take you beyond what anyone else can take you, because the Spirit of the Lord is going to take you farther. So I just want you two to know that I am excited to have you guys on the show on today. This was an awesome show, and your testimony it touched many lives on today. You know, it's not about who you know or what you do. It's about what God is doing for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us. Now, would you mind if I give out the website where everyone can go and listen to the music?
Yes, go ahead.
Of course, you can get it on iTunes or Spotify or any of the streaming sites, but the easiest way may be to go to our website. Our record label is King Beat Records. You can just go to kingbeatrecords.com, and right there you got all the music. You can listen to it all. You can actually even download some stuff for free from there, too. So I'd encourage everybody to go there and take a listen to what we're doing.
Man, and check it out. I'm telling you, the music is wonderful. I'm telling you, I love it. You can also see the ad in Iron and Ruby network. A lot of you is on here right now. A lot of you are listening to Iron and Ruby members, so you can go in there and look at that magazine ad. I did it like about a few weeks ago, and I'm also going to put this on there immediately so you can listen to this show over again. I'm telling you, their music is really good. Let It Go, I love that. I'm telling you, you'll want to let some things go if you listen to it. I'm telling you, God is going to do great things to these men of God, these kings with riches, and I'm telling you, great things is awaits them. Also, you two, I'm thinking about getting a show together down here, but I will let you guys know about that. I would love to have you come down and do a live TV show, or even maybe I want to get like a conference together. Maybe you guys come down and do some of your music. So I will definitely get back with you on that. And, hey, Kingdom Connection, that's all I can say. I thank God for this Kingdom Connection. I thank God. I remember I talked to Solo. It's been like a few months ago. I talked to him on the phone. And I was like, wow, he's really down to earth. You know, he's a really down to earth guy. You know, so I thank God for it. You know, this Kingdom Connection and, hey, Kingdom Impact. That's all I can say. So I thank God for all of you and you that are listening on today. I thank God for you tuning to next week.
next Thursday and next Friday, where Iron Royalty will be in, and I just want to let you know that you are blessed by the best. Forget about the rest. Walk in your destiny. Walk in your greatness. Know that you are a king's kid and you obtain wealth. I'm your host, Pastor Tashana Wiley, and tune in to next week. And I just want to let you know that I love you and God loves you too.